The news is incredibly slow right now. It's the week after Christmas. We're heading into the new year. Most cable news shows are on hiatus or they have a doofus fill-in host. Our favorite Yenta's on The View. They're on what they like to call holiday break. Now, for most people, that means a two-week vacation for the Christmas holidays. But for the Yenta's on The View, it means trips to the doctor's office to receive their quarterly refill of plastic injections. Except, of course, for the whoopee cushion. Whoopee, she spends these next 2 weeks next to the air compressor, making sure she's got enough toxic gas in her tank so she is capable of spreading fresh flatulence until Easter. Political news is slow right now because most politicians are back at home. Now, this is a routine week for our fearless leader, John Biden, who spends more time at home in Delaware than he spends in the White House. If you work in the media, or if you have a channel like mine that reacts to the media, this week is one of the slowest weeks of the year. Normally, I have my week scheduled by Monday every week. I've got a list of topics that I want to cover, and I'll leave myself room to react to breaking news throughout the week. This week, the schedule has been wide open. There is literally nothing going on. The video from this morning that I did on Ja Morant, on a normal week, I probably pass on that story because there's just more important things to talk about. This week, with nothing else going on, Ja Morant makes it into the schedule. I'm telling you all this, I'm sharing all this with you for a reason. Right now is the perfect opportunity for the NBA to make themselves the topic of conversation throughout the mainstream media. Christmas was 2 days ago, the unofficial start to the NBA regular season, or for most people, Christmas is the official start to the NBA regular season. The league featured all their biggest stars on Christmas Day: LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Stevie Kerr, Giannis, the collection of role players in New York that call themselves the Knicks. This is the perfect opportunity for the NBA to pound their butt bongo. This is their opportunity to brag about their rating success on Christmas Day. Less than 24 hours after that fake championship game in the in-season tournament, the NBA was boasting about their ratings. Alice Silver is a genius! This in-season tournament was a success! Alice finally found a way to make NBA players almost care about the regular season. I will give Adam Silver some credit here, better known here on the channel as Baboon. When the NBA announced their in-season tournament, I'll admit, I was very, very skeptical about it. I didn't think that fans would buy into it. I damn sure didn't think that the players would buy into it. But I have no problem admitting Adam Silver was right. I was wrong. Those in-season tournament games had a different feel to them. Fans bought into the tournament because the players treated the games like they actually mattered. There was a playoff atmosphere in most of these in-season tournament games. Couple of weeks ago, all I was hearing from the media was the supposed rating success in the NBA. The NBA is back! This league is back to dominating cable! The final game of the tournament between the Pacers and the Lakers, it drew 4.6 million viewers on ABC. Almost 5 million people tuned in to watch LeBron James win his second meaningless title. That was close to the same number that tuned in to watch the King of Queens win his first meaningless title in that pretend NBA Finals back in 2020. The media was bragging that the NBA doubled the audience of the Heisman Trophy presentation. I don't know what was so great about that. I don't see how that was some big accomplishment. But there were two things that the media conveniently overlooked while they were grabbing their spoons to eat the NBA's ass 2 weeks ago. Number one, the league was completely dominated by the Army-Navy game. Army-Navy damn near doubled the audience of the NBA. And number two, while the league set a multi-year high for the final game of that in-season tournament, they also neared a record low for a regular season game on ESPN. Clippers Jazz that week, 703,000 viewers on ESPN. While that number would be celebrated if it were an exhibition in the WNBA dump, 703,000 viewers, that is absolutely abysmal for the NBA. But since the NBA is failing to take advantage of the slow news cycle, the NFL, they have stepped in and taken over. All I have heard about in the last 24 hours is the ratings success of the NFL on Christmas Day. Almost 30 million people tuned in to watch Patrick Mahomes cry on the sidelines after he was humiliated by the Raiders. Well, KC, how did the NBA perform in the same window? I know that exciting battle between Stephen Curry and the Rainbow Warriors competing against elite NBA officials had to set records. I wish I could tell you how the NBA performed, but for some weird reason, the ratings haven't been released. Huh. Well, that's strange. How can the NFL and CBS get their ratings released, but ABC and the NBA have yet to release theirs? I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for this. Perhaps the ratings department at ABC is working a skeleton crew because of the holiday. With Mina Kimes on paternity leave, their top bean counter, she's been off work. Maybe ABC is still calculating their ratings for everything they broadcast on Monday. But wait a minute. I remember seeing a press release from ABC and ESPN bragging about the record ratings from Monday Night Football. The Ravens' blowout of the Niners drew over 27 million viewers. Second most watched game on Monday night in the last 27 years. Huh. What the hell's going on here? ABC broadcast two NBA games on Monday afternoon before they aired Monday Night Football. How can the ratings be released for Monday Night Football before the ratings were released for the NBA? I wonder why these ratings are being held from the public right now. I have been checking for updates on NBA ratings on Christmas Day every hour since yesterday afternoon. The full primetime ratings on broadcast television for Monday night, they've already been released. Cable ratings aren't available just yet, but that's okay, because I'm looking for the NBA's ratings on ABC broadcast television. Where the hell are they? Why have they not been released? If I had to guess, it is going to be another embarrassment for Adam Silver and the NBA. Roger Goodell and the NFL, they are completely emasculating this league when it comes to ratings. A couple of years ago, Adam Silver made the decision to move the TNT doubleheader from Thursday night to Tuesday night. Why? Because he didn't want to compete with Thursday Night Football, which airs on fucking Amazon Prime. The NFL literally handed the NBA cable on Thursday nights. They gave it to him. Adam Silver, he didn't want to compete. Since Baboon rejected this gift from the NFL, Roger Goodell, he decided that he was just going to go ahead and take Christmas Day away from the NBA. Well, KC, that's simply not true. The NFL has always played on Christmas Day in the past. This is just merely a coincidence. Yeah, that's partially true. When Christmas has fallen on the weekend in the past, the NFL, they have scheduled their games on Christmas Day. From 1989 to 2009, the NFL played 13 games on Christmas Day. Now, in the last 13 years, the NFL's played 15 games on Christmas Day, with 8 of those games being played in the last 3 years alone. Make no mistake about it, the NFL is imposing their will on Adam Silver and the NBA. My thing is, why is Adam Silver in the NBA trying to hide their ratings? There's no shame in losing to the NFL. Hell, everything on television loses to the NFL. No one is expecting the NBA to be able to compete, so why would you delay the release of your own ratings? Wouldn't surprise me if the NBA doesn't release their ratings until Friday afternoon. Now, why would they wait until then? Because no one will be paying attention to the news cycle. Anytime an organization wants to release information with the least amount of attention possible, they release the information on a Friday afternoon. This Friday is even better for the NBA because we're going into a long holiday weekend. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I think the NBA is delaying the release of their ratings on Christmas Day because we could see record low ratings being set. If not record lows, we could see near record lows. I mean, what other reason could it be? I guarantee you, if the NBA averaged 10 million viewers on Christmas Day, the ratings would have been released immediately. Sure, it didn't take the NFL very long to release their record ratings. Over the past couple of months, I have told you guys several times that I think the product in the NBA has been better this season than the product in the NFL. Now, to be fair, I'm sure some of that has to do with the fact that my Saints are a huge embarrassing failure. But even if the Saints were leading the NFC South right now, if the Saints were sitting at 10-5 instead of 7-8, I would still think the NBA has been better this season because the Saints are just painfully boring to watch. And it's not just the Saints. The quality of play across the NFL has been declining for the past 2 years, while the quality of play in the NBA has been on the rise. There has never been more skill, there's never been more talent in the NBA than there is today. Problem is, the league can't get the hell out of the way. Adam Silver claims to care about the fans. I created this in-season tournament for the fans. I love our fans, especially the bearded fans that wear cut-friendly bathing suits. The in-season tournament was not created for NBA fans. It was created for the networks. They needed a way to increase ratings in the regular season. NBA ratings have been falling since 2018. In the last 5 years, the NBA Finals has either set record lows or been near record low ratings. 4 of the 5 least watched NBA Finals have all taken place in the last 5 years. If Adam Silver really cared about NBA fans, he would address the two biggest problems in the league: the incompetent officiating and fans being unable to watch their local team because of antiquated blackout restrictions. Adam Silver has ignored both of these problems for years now, and he can get away with it because the mainstream media, they don't hold him accountable. They are too busy criticizing Roger Goodell, the guy running the league that's drawing 30 million viewers, while Adam Silver is running the league that is afraid to release their television ratings. I think we're going to see record lows or near record lows for the NBA on Christmas Day. I mean, I can't think of another reason that the ratings would be delayed. Can you? Give me another reason why the NBA would delay the release of their ratings. I'll be honest, I thought we would see NFL ratings decline this season. The product on the field's gotten better in recent weeks, but I mean, when you compare it to the last 2 decades, the current NFL product, it just ain't good. There's not a lot of elite quarterbacks in the league right now. I feel like the level of skill in the NBA has never been better, but the league is still struggling to draw ratings. Why? Why do you think that is? You tell me. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.